Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C. Oji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Jude 25 is just one chapter, Jude 25. Let's put it together. I'm going to be very, very fast. Yes, Pastor Mwinga talked about cooking. I know how to cook. I taught my wife how to cook many things. Yes, when we got married, she didn't know how to cook many of the Igbo delicacies because she's from Edo State. So it's groundnut soup they usually eat and black soup. And I don't know how to eat black soup. I can manage groundnut soup, but I don't like black soup, all those things. So I had to start teaching her okazi or her special egusi. So I was the one that taught her how to do it. The last one she gave me 2 nights ago when I broke my fast. It was first class. It's only that I don't eat in the dream again. Maybe I would have eaten the food in the dream. Yes, I taught her. And I think she's getting... You know, the good thing about women is that if you have taught her that particular... Especially that since it's a woman's area major. The person can even know it better than you. I taught her how to do delicacy for men. That's what we call, you know, this special nkwobi. You must know how to do it. Because if you are after preaching and preaching and sweating like this, I need something to quabble me. Quabble. Okay. Life is good though. Okay, let's move. I know you like this kind of thing. Some people now, they didn't say should go to a man's house that have not married and start doing quabble for him. If you do quabble now, what will you do in the marriage? This started ringing in my spirit over the night. And I was asking myself, why? I want to talk about relationships strongly, but it started coming. Then God led me to use it as the basis to start up what I will teach today about wisdom for choosing the right partner. I'm going to share a few things with us on that aspect. To God, our Savior, who alone is wise. It kept ringing in my spirit. Who alone is wise? As I asked, I said, how does who alone is wise connect with what I want to share this morning? I want to share something different again. Of course, I usually have things in my heart I want to share. But God started leading my heart. He says, my son, the reason things are wrong is that people follow their own wisdom. They don't follow my own. I alone am wise. If you follow my wisdom, you will get it right. If you choose your path, you will come back in shame. One of the reasons why people experience shame in their life is Proverbs chapter 5, verse 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. This world today, there are many understandings. Instagram understanding, Facebook understanding, Thread understanding, Twitter understanding, Twisted understanding. Every understanding. And many of these things are the reasons why people have serious issues. God started speaking to me over the night. I kept hearing it in my spirit. God who alone is wise. God who alone is wise. God who alone is wise. So as I was praying, I said, okay, no problem. Since it's only you that is wise. So I started searching and I started seeing things there. It says, God who alone is wise, to him be glory, dominion. If you want to have dominion in marriage, you must submit to the God who alone is wise. God who alone is wise. James 1:5. Whoever lacks wisdom, let him ask from God. In other words, if you lack wisdom on how to make decisions, ask from God. If you lack wisdom in any area of your life, who are you supposed to ask? God. Not Google. Every time put Google. You just Google. Especially today now, they have chats, GPT, chat, everything. Anyone that does not subscribe to Bible is foul. He must subscribe to the principle of wisdom. Are we here together? Yes. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all liberally without reproach, and it will be given to him. Why many people have issues? Many young people are scared of getting married. Many young people have issues, challenges here and there. The reason is because they are not embracing the wisdom of God. 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 29. 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 29. 1 Kings 4 29. Put it, I have about 2 scriptures more on wisdom so that I can show you. And God gave Solomon wisdom. Who gives wisdom? God gave Solomon wisdom and exceeding great understanding and largeness of heart like the sands on the seashore. God gave him. Yes, God gave Solomon wisdom. A lot of wisdom. Solomon was very, very wise, but he dambled into foolishness a little bit. was a very wise man. And when you talk about the wisdom of Solomon, it was really, really outstanding. Some people will say because of the mistakes Solomon made. But that's not true exactly. Solomon was a super wise man. Super in all areas, at least. Because he started showing us in all areas where he made mistakes. And said, this is the right thing. This is the right thing. If he didn't know it, he would be different. He knew it. But he started showing us. He said, look at vanity upon vanity. And you know, one of the most, I don't want to say, let me just put it this way. Books that you will need to read this season, I beg you in the name of Jesus, in the Bible, don't joke with the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. And some of us read it casually. When you read it, stop and do multiple translations of the same thing. It will change your life. I've gleaned wisdom a lot from Proverbs. Sometimes I have to just read it from Proverbs chapter 1 to 31. I'll start again. During my Bible studies plan, Proverbs has to be there. That's why I believe in wisdom. My wisdom is a house built. If it's not working, there's something you don't know. Stand in front of the door, doing the key like this, doing the key like I shout. Somebody now comes and touches the key and opens it. You know something you don't know. Solomon, God gave Solomon wisdom. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Somebody's marriage, all our singles, your marriage will not hit the rock in the name of Jesus. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them. I have heard, Pastor Marvin, thank you. I want to follow my way. Congratulations. Yeah, he says, whoever hears and does them. You know those people that like fight. Every sport is that. I was even discussing on there. I mentioned the guy's name. I don't want to mention him. He doesn't like any quarrel or nothing. I would just be gentle, Bible, praying. That relationship is not interesting. She wants to break it up. I said, you are not very normal. Because I believe she's used to fighting and quarreling and argument. So she said every time, we'll just be saying, okay, sorry. He's always apologizing every time. Okay, sorry. Let's settle, sorry. Is that how they'll be living together? I said, may God help us in Jesus' name. God's wisdom for choosing the right partner is what you need. Marriage is the most important decision you will make after your salvation. Many people do well in their career, their business, far more than their relationships. The reason is because they do not give attention that is required. They do not give attention that is required, and they do not seek knowledge from God, the source and the author of knowledge. Yes, you know how to do business. You know how to run your career. You know how to fix your hair. You know how to fix your nails. You don't know how to manage a man. I see people spend time to go make up. No matter how you make up, you see that lady's Bible that I'm saying, if you don't know the things there, you'll be looking like shit in front of a man. You will make up like this, and he will see one girl like that, and he will say, beauty, beauty, beauty. Because beauty is not in the makeup, oh, beauty is inside. Iwalewu. Abi? Iwalewa. Iwalewa, All the wa. All the wa. There's a word here. Character is very essential. He's already talked about that. To choose a life partner, you need knowledge. I'm going to rush through this. I'll rush through this fast, then I will. There's a way I want to do it. In 5 minutes, I will try to rush through this, then I will now settle down the remaining minutes I have to break it down, certain essentials that you will need. Those of us, everybody will learn from what I'm sharing this morning, so just pay attention. One of the things you must get to know is to choose a life partner, you need knowledge and careful consideration done with effective prayer in this day and age. Why? Just know that Satan is out for marriage. If you look at the Garden of Eden, as soon as God brought woman, he now decided to come. Adam had been around since, so Satan did not visit him. Satan did not come to the garden. The garden had been fine. There's been quietness in the garden. As soon as God gave Adam wife, Adam saw Eve and God brought her, because God did not force Adam to marry Eve. Hope you know that. He brought her to see, like he brought the animals. You know, the Bible says God brought the animals to see, and Adam was looking at him and said, me fobo. He said, But by the time he just saw the woman, he said, wow, This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. In fact, he gave her name immediately. He said, she shall be called woman. How did he know that she was taken? If something is taken from you, you will know. He said, she was taken from me. After the surgery, when Adam woke up. Yeah. He now saw it outside. What they took from me. Look at it. You will find what is taken from you. In every relationship or marriage that works, the partners work in, they complement themselves. There is something that always looks like it's a missing part of you that is in the other person. That's why it works. Because if both of you are exactly the same, you actually cannot live together. It will be difficult. And if you must live together, you will need special, the Holy Spirit will do special training. I don't know. It's really difficult. Are we here together? Yes. Yes. So God will not choose a mate for you. He will guide you on how to choose it. Yes. He made a help that is suitable. After I brought all the animals, then he made one. And he said, okay, Adam, what do you want to do? Then Adam said, this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. I agree with this one. So God will always bring people your way. As we are walking in church, as we are going out, office, business place. Some of you have seen your husband, but you don't know. He has not said anything. Some of you have already married the man in your mind, even if he has not talked to you. You know, these kind of things. There are many things that are happening. You know, Pastor, 3 ladies proposed to me. Me, they took me out for Itri and told me. I've seen the vision already. God has shown me everything. Clear. We sat down. I can't forget my discussion in that Itri. And she explained to me that I can take my time and consider and pray about it. But she's very sure that she's convinced. I finished preaching one day as I came down from where I finished preaching. A lady bombarded my phone with messages. I love you. I like your lips. I like the way you talk. I was shocked. Some people will say, that they were having dream, that they were seeing Pastor Mavis. I say, it's your forefather you will be seeing the dream, not me. Eh? It's so good, Lord, you tell me. If you see that kind of, you better run. If you wake up and say, I bind you, fire. It's not me. Oh. Satan can grab the face of anybody and do any manipulation because he's a criminal. If he can go and do whatever and bring Samuel the prophet's face out, it's a serious matter. And Satan will taunt you. And that's why when you start dreaming about a particular guy, you'll be seeing him every day. Anytime you're at that point, you'll see him every day. Some guys, it's not God that's showing you the lady. You are already liking her figures and her curves. That's why. And when you like the curve of a lady, your vision will be curved. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, so if he objects, if Adam had objected to Eve, God would not have forced him. So let me just share few things that I think God has given to you so that you can make the right decision. Number one, God has given you sense. Sense. Somebody say sense. You don't need Bible to know that somebody is beating you every day. You should carry your bag and not relationship again. It's sense. Somebody say sense. Just sense. Ordinary sense. There are 14 billion brain cells that God has put in your life for decision making. Just, I've not put spirituality, leave everything spiritual. Let's just confess now. Sense. Have sense. Tell your neighbor, have sense. Kai! When some people are moving in love, I don't want, when they fall in love, their sense, almost was in Ugota, Igbo, what is was Igbo. You don't have any sense. Many ladies, look at me, all my daughters of Zion. Look at me very well. If a lady is in love many times, it's as if she doesn't have sense again. Even some of you have friends, you know that, your advice has expired. Oh, Jalor. Tell your people around you, say, have sense. Eh? Look at your chicken leg. I'm just managing you. Sit down here now. You say, okay, honey, I love you. Have sense. You, they have turned you to ATM machine. I am just misbehaving. ATM machine. Every minute, your card. You say, babe, you carry my card. I say, huh? Is it our card? Brother, have sense. No commitments, nothing special. They are just, they are wasting all your money. All your money has finished. You are mourning. And she's looking like the morning. Not to spoil the game of any lady here, truly. But you see, we need to have sense. I've seen many people, many men that ladies come into their life and she nearly wrecked every single thing. Yes. I don't know if he's in church today. There was a young man. Of course, I'm not going to talk to people, but I like to take stories. Young man, he called me and said, I talk many things. I said, what is this? How did you get to this point where she now enslaved you, collect this from you, collect that from you, and you now became like, you are now begging. You now have to be going to the person's boss, family to beg. Is it madness? Absence. Hi. My sense did not leave me. I love my wife. My sense did not leave me. I reminded her that in fact we will eat your father's money together. Just be collecting the one you can collect now, because by the time you marry, they'll not give you again. When we're going to do it, I say, tell your father to bring his own contribution. You now push a man's life. You now tie him down. Say, hey, bring everything. Bring everything. You should collect everybody's own. Keep the one for both of you. Collect everybody's own. Do the wedding. Then carry the one for both of you to establish. Have sense. If you want to make the right choice, how do you have this sense? The things that you have been taught all the while. Many of the times when love begins to play, love has a way of silencing your sense of reasoning. Because the love emotion is the same emotion that works with addiction. An addict looks like he does not have sense again. You know that? Yes. It's the same place that love usually will touch in the woman's brain. Even guys too, they get to that point. When he touches that place, they can do something repeatedly and you are wondering why they are not seeing anything again. It's like an addiction. That's why Solomon was speaking. He said, there are certain things I cannot understand how it happens. The way a man loves a woman. You cannot explain. Is he a man or be a woman that loves a man? There's a love somewhere. Because love is very powerful. Love is very what? Powerful. It's as strong as death, Solomon said. And I believe Solomon. Although we don't know whether he loved. 300 wives, 700 whatever. 300 concubines. The master of sense now lost his sense. You know why? He had to lose his sense at a point because God overgave him sense. He now decided to go his way. Solomon showed the highest level of foolishness. Initially, the highest level of wisdom. And they reversed the highest level of foolishness. The most foolish thing anybody would never have done. Solomon did those things. But thank God he came back and he said, vanity upon vanity, all is. Brothers and sisters, anything Solomon did that he called vanity, if you are doing it, you are very foolish. Somebody has gone through something and is telling you that this thing destroys you, it kills you, and he has the spirit. God helped him to come out. And he will teach us. So allow the Holy Spirit lead you. Don't joke what I'm saying. And the only way you can allow the Holy Spirit lead you is that it is from now you will start building intimacy with him, relationship. The relationship you don't have with him, when he talks, you'll not hear his voice. You'll be hearing the voice of the boy. You'll be hearing the voice of the lady. Because you don't have connection with the Holy Spirit. But when you have built solid relationship with the Holy Spirit, it will help you. The Bible says the helper, the Holy Spirit, who will help you to choose a life partner. Yeah, Holy Spirit. God will not force you. God will not know. But he will help you. He will guide you. He will guide you to the place where those kind of people are. He will guide you to see the kind of character. He will guide you to know the kind of person. That's why when people say they want to marry, I say, go and pray and say, God, reveal this person to me. Many years ago, I was talking about relationship to some of my guys. And one of the guys mentioned, I think about 8 years ago. And he said, 8 or 9 years ago, Seth. He was saying, Pastor, all these relationship things, let's not talk about it now. I said, because you are looking like you are young. I think by that time, he was 18 or 19-year-old boy. So I was just teaching it generally. And he didn't. By the time the thing go bad, you need to be learning it now, especially preparing for the future. Some of us here now, you don't need to make any decision on who to marry. You need knowledge on how to make decision on who to marry. Then some of you, you need to make the decision maybe 1 year or 2 years. Some of you, it might be the decision you have already made and the Holy Spirit wants to change it with this sense that I'm giving you now. Are we here together? Praise God. Allow him lead you. Allow the Holy Spirit to follow his leading. If he doesn't, he may not favor your flesh, but follow the Holy Spirit. You know why? The Holy Spirit knows the final answer. He knows what's best for you. He knows who is best for you. He knows the kind of person you can really live with. There are certain people you love, but you cannot live. You like them. Let me not say love here. You like them, but you cannot live with them. Because when it comes to love, love will bend you to live with a person. Love is strong. Love, the real love is patient. If you read all those things about love, that's why we say that love is powerful in relationship. When people say that love is not enough, I understand where they're coming from. But with what love is, If it is followed, it is good enough. I'm telling you. With what love is, it's not what people call love, oh. With what love is in the Bible. Not the love of tying somebody down. No, not the love of, I like the way he talks. I like, I'm a sapiosexual. I like intelligence. Intelligence over. Number three, follow the principles of the word of God. There are certain things that have been written already about how to make decisions. Hey, people will still ask, sir, is a Christian, I'm a Buddhist, should we marry? I don't know why you're asking that question. The Bible has said it, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. He said, boy, it's nice. He did not say nice. He said, if any man be in Christ, not in nice. Any man be in Christ. And even the man that is in Christ, it's not all of them that you can marry. Because some of them are going through their process. Some men are not ripe for marriage. They still need character training. Some ladies are not ripe for marriage. They still need character training. They are born again. They are good, but give them some time. The man you met today, if you give him, if you give him that time by rushing him into marriage, instead of focusing on God, he will be focusing on you. If you allow him soak into God very well, he will pour his God nature out on you. And that's why some men, what they want, ladies, you must never give them. Anytime you give in to a man, you are weakening his ability of restraint. And when you are not there, he will manifest anywhere. And anytime you say no to a man, you are strengthening and helping him build conviction. And anytime you are not there, when temptations come, he will say no. He will become a better man. Many of the men have lost their guard because of ladies who do not have guard. I'm not blaming the ladies. But I'm just saying it, that there's a way you will put somebody, say never, never. The person will be getting better and stronger. The person will get better and stronger. Better and stronger. But by the time you just give out every time, everything, anything, I'm just, because I don't want to lose them. I don't want to, whatever you treasure more than God, you will lose. The word of God, that's what you will follow to make decisions. Like I said, let me rush through this for time. Number three. Number one? Yes. Follow your shepherd. Follow your captain. Listen to the voice of your pastor. You meet men or women. You meet a man or a woman and you don't want to listen to pastor's message again. You don't want to see pastor again. You don't come for discussion again. Now you are living with the person permanently. Now you are going to, you can't even hear what pastor is saying again. As pastor is saying, yes, pastor. Pastor, I will see you. Pastor, I will see you. It's not me you are seeing. You see another person. This is a lady that you always see your face, want to hear things from you, sit down, hear the word of God. As soon as a man enters the life of a lady like this, the man will just carry her and you'll be going. You cannot tell the man that, no, I will, very soon, if you do the thing that is right, I'll be with you. But I must keep hearing the voice of my shepherd. And many ladies, as soon as men propose to them, they have been like, I'm going to grow in the word of God. By the time the man proposes to them, they'll carry their bag, they disappear. Some of them will even relocate and change shorts. Just because a man proposed to you and he's trying to rush you fast, fast. Rush you fast, fast. The same way he's rushing you like fast food, that's how the marriage will be fast before it's cut out. Your shepherd has a lot of things to share with you. God uses pastors to teach us. The Bible says for the edification of the saints, part of the things we do is to build people and prepare people and teach them the things that are required for them to make the right decision. You must listen. Young men, I beg you, listen. Don't say, I have seen what I want. I'm a very smart man. No, you can't be smarter than God. Oh. God is our father. He's a God of, I told you, he's the all-wise God. You will bring the lady and say, sir, you know the reason why many ladies cannot bring the guys they want to marry? Because they know that if we see, you know, those days, if you carry a sacrifice to the altar, you bring it to the priest to inspect. So that the priest can tell you that there's a defect. And if there's a defect, he will tell you, put this one and go and get another one. That's the fear of many ladies. Are you like, this guy going to pastor now? Pastor could see something. Pastor, what is it that you are seeing that you know I should see? If I see, I will say no. That is the more reason why you should even leave the person. But you are very selfish. Hey, that's only selfishness. That's why you don't want, because you are afraid that if he sees it now, it will affect the whole thing. And you think you have sense to manage it. Sir, people have gone ahead of you. They have gone ahead of you that have done that kind of thing and it's scattered. Because many times when you are in a serious a love relationship like that, there are things you don't see. If you have genuine friends that love God and they love you and your destiny, when you get into a relationship, tell them, sincere appraisal of this guy that is in my life. What do you think? I will not judge you. I will be, just give me a sincere appraisal of this guy. Even though you will not take it, at least let them give you. So that by the time anything goes wrong, you know somebody told you. The same thing with guys. This lady you are seeing me that I'm working with, as my friend, my brother that you know, you want to have a good marriage. What do you think about this lady? That's why I said, ladies, if any man forces you to read that book I wrote, you're in trouble. Ah, if a man reads the book before you, the condition of what he's looking for, and you don't have it, what is lost there? So you must understand, it's very, very important. Okay, they fixed it. Okay. This is what they'll be looking for. So if a man goes to read it and he has seen everything you'll be looking for and you don't have it, you're in trouble. But when you prepare yourself, you've read, I know it. By the time it's come, you say, wow, point one, check. Point two, check. Point three, check. Point four, check. Hey, wedding date, fixed. May God help us in Jesus' name. Yes. Number four, parental guidance. There can be little bias. Number what? Five, parental guidance. There can be little bias in parental guidance and shepherd. If you have a shepherd that is selfish, like all those pastors that want to sincerely match a sister with a particular brother that they want must be in church by force. You know there are pastors like that. This they must match. Those ones, better, you will know them. Those kind of people, you know them by yourself. You understand? You will know them. But thank God that me, I don't even have time to even choose. I'll just tell you. Is that what you want? If people go to a relationship and they don't tell me, I don't usually advise them. Me. I don't have enough time for that. It's a waste of energy. Somebody that has chosen what they want, you want to advise them. There's no advice. If you are saying it, they'll just go to and laugh. You even send chat to the girl. Say, I went to see pastor today. He was saying that you may not be the right person for me. The girl will now see me next time. I said, good morning, sir. I said, how are you? I'm fine, sir. And I didn't say anything, no. So me, on my own like this, is that what you want? Yes, no problem. But if you come and say, pastor, CCCCO, I say, wow, she's a very good girl. She's a very good girl. Okay, no problem. We'll pray about it. Let's take your time. Don't rush. See, take your time. You understand? If there are some things, I will say, please, prepare yourself like this. This girl is a very nice girl. I believe so. I'll advise you to also prepare like this. Because I might know some things that girl needs. As a special need, as a result of my communication with her, I know that this person has a special need that this guy doesn't know how to meet. So I will now teach you or train you to see how to meet this need. So see this book, go and read it. If you read it and start a relationship with this girl, she will love you for life. But what you are running for is your help, your solution. Many people are always running. You don't know why they are running. I usually tell people when they come, I say, bring the person. I want to see the person alone first. I want to know their mindsets. There are questions I ask that reveal mindsets. You are not a marriage counselor. But we'll start marriage counseling so that many of us can be. I really want us to be. I don't want to hoard knowledge. There are questions you ask, it will reveal a person's mindset. It will tell you how the person thinks about money, how the person thinks about women, how he thinks about women flying and becoming big, or how a woman thinks about a man. Do you understand what I'm saying? The way she's viewing, you would just questions I ask the lady, I'll be able to tell the man that the way this lady is thinking, we need to do a mind restructuring before you can go into this relationship. Because her mindset is not very okay for this kind of relationship. It will alter things. And sometimes the guys are already saying, oh, no wonder, sir, yes. Choose nothing. I say, I told you. Because that's the work of a doctor. A doctor, you go to see the doctor and he does diagnosis, is that not? The same thing with what we do. Pastoral work of many years is diagnosis. I sit with somebody and I can be able to explain that. Okay. See. Yeah. I will give you the report card. Take it to the lab and do tests. May God help us in Jesus' name. If your parents are insisting that you marry a person that you know you are not led in your heart to marry, don't be in a rush. Look for somebody that has a deeper level of spiritual understanding that your parents also respect, or go to their pastor that they have not bought his conscience. You know, there are some pastors that your parents have bought the conscience. They have bought shoes for the pastor, shirts for the pastor, you know, many things. So, I'm telling you. So, by the time they're saying this, master say, you must listen to your parents, The Bible says, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Is the tie that your mother bought that is working? The tie is tying him. You need people who don't look at anybody's face. A parent called me the other day and said, tell my son, never, I don't want to see. I said, no, I'm not going to say that, ma. I said, ma'am, please, will you listen to me? She said, yes. I said, very good. I said, I won't tell him what you just said. This is what we have told many young people and we lost them. I will not tell him that. But if you want, just tell me what you want. You will get it. But this method is not the right way to get it. And she said, hey. I said, yes. I said, that's why you are losing him and we're losing more and more. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So, please tell them to check. I'm going to walk in or something. Are we here together? Yes. So, I had to. And I guess she was very excited when we were done talking. I said, hey. I said, yes. I said, because the 21st century way of dealing with Gen Zs and millennials is different. And if you approach it that way, you just lose this one. And she said, okay, thank you. I said, thank you, ma. And I believe that if we follow that procedure, we'll get good answers. Are we here together? Yes. So that's one of the things. Then the last one is you already have an unction as a believer. Pastor Tsi talked about that. An unction is an oil. There is oil upon your life already as a child of God to be able to make right decisions. But the question is, do you yield to the unction? So each of these things I mentioned, for brain, use it. For Holy Spirit, allow him lead you. For word, study it. For pastor, listen to him. For parents, obey, especially when they are not biased. For anointing, yield to it. The anointing you have will direct you in the right path. Many times, the reason you get anointings is because you don't follow the anointing. You understand what I'm saying? Am I making sense here now? So how do I approach the decision? Number one, be patient. You must not be in a haste. I'm taking another dimension of this. Please, as soon as their time is up, our time is up, let me know so that we can take questions and answers. Yes, I will rush to this. Be patient. Be patient. I will not go too deep into many things. You know, be patient. In your single life, don't be in a hurry to get married. Especially teenagers, don't be in a hurry to decide who you want to marry now. There are many things you cannot decide yet. Not even marriage. Because many of the times, the person coming to you might be as young as you are, and both of you have not been able to. Then for mature people who are saying, time is running after me, still don't be in a hurry. That's one of the biggest reasons many mature ladies and men get into bad marriages. I can't wait again. I'm already 35. I'm 32. I'm 37. Please calm down. Calm down. There are certain marriages. The lady married at the age of 48 and she's happy. Somebody else married at the age of 28 and she's suffering. It is not when you marry that matters. The pressure of society saying that you must marry at so-so age is there. But let me tell you the truth. There's nothing wrong with marrying early, but not everybody will marry early. Somebody say, must I be among them? See, there are certain things. It's not anything bad. There are many men of God that are not married at all. Their life has not scattered. And there are many people that are married. It is their marriage that even scattered their life. So what you need is the patience, the word of his patience. God, I will follow your timing. I will position myself with the right knowledge that I have. In fact, that book you saw, the way I usually will call that book is Practical and Strategic Repositioning for Visibility. That's the title when I taught the message many years back. How to position yourself to be seen. There are certain things a woman will do. Your husband cannot take his eyes away from you. Never. Hey, you are his addiction. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Yes. So be patient. Don't be in a hurry. Be patient. I know of people who are in a hurry and they got to marry the wrong person. I've shared the experience of one of my senior pastor colleague. You know, it's not my colleague. It's my more in the pastoral things. He rushed the first one. He scattered. Rushed the second one. He scattered. I didn't think he has entered the third one. He's waiting. Here goes. May God help us in Jesus' name. Number two, don't be sentimental. Tribal sentiments, parental sentiments, friends. Don't be sentimental if you want to choose the right partner. Don't follow sentiments. Sentiments can destroy your ability to reason right. Yes, a lady can say, the guy is not as very tall the way I want. I said, is he the kind of, every other quality is there. Is he just tall? Go and buy a high shoe for him. So that he'll be tall. Tall cannot stop both of you because he's the kind of person you want. Why should tall be the problem? Because you are comparing yourself with one of your friends that married a guy that has six packs and is tall. You can marry a man that has one pack. And he knows how to romance your head very well. Then the other person that has six packs and he knows how to... Which one will you choose? I beg, marry Big Belly and take him to gym. Let it come down. Than to marry packs and you will pack your load. Is pack wrong? No. Is Belle right? I didn't say so. All I'm saying is just giving illustrations of men. Am I making sense? What I'm saying is one man that can be hitting you and another man who doesn't even do that. Yeah, you're looking at the physique of the person. Now, there must be chemistry. Everybody has said that. Chemistry is good. There's nothing wrong with marrying somebody you like to see every day. But you see, when love begins to grow, you don't always see the physique of a person only. You begin to see the internal nature of that person more. Because whether we like it or not, all of us will start aging at a particular time. Are we here together? Yes, all of us. I like Pastor Tunji. As I said, he's a very good example. He gives me tips, health. My mom, don't drink the Mavis. I don't want to. I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ah, mommy, Oshimo. You know, you drink cold water, everything. He'll be advising. 50 years plus. See how he's looking fresh. Can't you see I'm looking fresh like this? I'm 18 years old. Hallelujah. And I've been pastoring for over 18 years. Yes, and I'm 18 years old. Amen. Are we here together? Yes, I stay in my mother's womb. Number three, when you want to make decision, ensure that your decision is not instigated by lust. Love at first sight. The size of the breast. The shape of the bum-bum. The size of the guy's sparks. If that is what is initiating your love, you are already gone. Don't make decisions for who to marry just by physical. No. It must start from inside. This is now bone of my bone before you see flesh. You should look inward and see the bone. It is the quality of the bone that will sustain the flesh. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Some people, I was talking to a guy. I said, how about that girl? What do you think about? She said, she's not really my spec. I said, what's that? She said, sir, can I talk? I said, look at you. Look at you. Sir, can I talk? I said, yeah, go ahead and say something. Actually, I like it. I said, well, whatever you like is your business. I'm not saying it is wrong to like whatever you want to like, but first of all, like what is inside. Let's make sure that what is inside is okay. Many people like what they saw outside alone, and they destroy their lives. There's nothing wrong with externals. And those of us that have been around me, you know, I'm that kind of person. In fact, I'm the one gingering my wife to get up like this. Because before I married her to Diagbonlo Manlo, he does not care. He does not bother. My wife has never have time. He does not have one time. Like one time. I'm the one that chose soap. I said, let's start using soap like this to bathe. I bought cream. I said, she does not have time. She will just do Didi. Be going up and down. So sometimes it's not about what you did, though. It's good to do well, though. You understand? But there are virtues that can override certain things. I was the one that started picking all those things. Now she's beginning to pick up. And she said, oh, no, wear this pant trouser. I checked online. This one is better. You know, marriage is sweet when you can be talking to yourself. You wear shirt, you say, it's okay. It's okay. You will not be happy. Life will be hard. But when you wear it, you look at it again. When she wears it, then she's conscious because I'm good like that. You follow me like this. They will say you are my mommy. Hey, she doesn't want to hear. Who wants to hear that one? You go adjust. I say, yes. They are trying to move to a particular house. The lady was greeting my wife very well. Doesn't greet me. Because I usually come out and wash the car. So she thought maybe I was the car wash of the madam. Not small girl like that. My wife, I said, does this girl? She greets me. She said, this girl does not greet me. There is problem. May God help us in Jesus' name. Please don't marry out of lust. Number two, avoid pity. Avoid pity. Don't say I'm pitying the guy. He's poor. I have money. So let me help his life. You cannot help somebody like that. Oh. Yes. And guys too, don't say I'm pitying the lady. You know, yeah. There's a particular couple. They married because while they were in their relationship session, relationship days, the lady had committed several multiple abortions and is not sure she will ever have the child again from doctor's report. So the reason, even when the relationship was not going to work, the only reason he married her was because he waited and said, if I leave her now, they will say I've useless her and I have dumped her. So let me marry her. There was a time he had beaten her to stupor, blood everywhere. Several encounters like that. And somebody who would have seen them would have said, both of you don't seem to be compatible. Maybe you should drop out your way. But because of that experience, he says that let me just stay there. So instead of enjoying it, they are enduring it. Your own will not be like that in Jesus' name. Yes. Avoid selfish motives and personal interests. Be flexible with certain things. Heights, beauty, as it were, whatever it is. You know, academic qualification. You can have masters and your wife has your husband has an OND. But if he meets up with whatever it is and both of you discuss and he has to upgrade his whatever, it is fine. Be flexible with those things. Don't force your decision on the person. If God tells you it is a particular lady, allow her to pray and get confirmation. Don't go and say, I believe you are the one. If you don't give me time now, if you don't, I give you 2 weeks. So give me that. I don't know why. Are you Niger Republic co-planters? I mean planners. You can't force a lady to say you give her 2 weeks or 1 month. There are some guys that are very proud. Very proud. Like I have many options. Any guy who tells you that, as he's saying it, tell him, no, I don't need 2 weeks. Now, I don't have time for you. Immediately. No matter how you think you love that person, tell him that. You know why? Any person who is bold enough to say he's giving you 2 weeks, there are many other girls he has in line that are waiting. So that as soon as you say no, you will see truly, he will move. So before he will do that on you, don't let him take your shine. Shine well. And say, no, don't wait for 2 weeks. Now it has ended. And a lady is giving you 3 years. It doesn't take 3 years to hear from God. It's not that hard. I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord. It's a lie. There's another guy she's waiting to say something to her that has not said anything. So she's waiting. Maybe if the guy now eventually says to another person, 8 months later, she will now consider you. Brothers, have sense. I'm waiting to hear from God. I'm waiting to hear from God. 1 year, you are hearing from God. 2 years, you are hearing from God. 3 years. It's better to tell the person, I'm not making that decision now. Not about putting God at the center. Some people have used, they have deceived God, self. You have deceived God. Even God have been deceived by you. Hey! Am I making sense? Are you tired of my gist? No, don't be tired. You should not be tired. You should not be tired. So please understand that don't keep any man too long. If you know you are not ready for a relationship, tell him, for this season, I am not ready for what? A relationship. Don't tell him, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking. No, you cannot keep me on your thinking box and keep me somewhere. If it is 1 year, if it is 6 months, if it is 3 months, if it's 4 months, it's fine. Somebody can even take up to 7 months to consider relationship with a person. There's nothing wrong with that. But you see, all those things that start entering multiple years and somebody is still waiting. Ah, it's not okay. It's not fair. If you were sincere enough, you'd have just told the person that I sincerely like your kind of person, but because I'm not sure about whether you are the right person or not, I'm not scared about my future, but I want you to move on and I'll move on. If God says that this will happen, because I'm not going to make the decision in another 2 years and I will not want to keep you. Do you know that there are some guys that will say, okay, no problem. Me too. I will not make a decision in 2 years. And that's the kind of relationship that is solid. Because something has told the guy that this thing is serious. And by the time the guy says that, and you go as a lady, and because you were sincere, and you see another person, as a guy, you should not be scared too. Trust God enough that that person was not your person. Don't live in the world of depression and say, after I waited. You were not waiting. We told ourselves to go our ways. And she made her own decision. I made my own decision. Many of us don't trust God one bit. One bit. You are dying to attack a girl's destiny, thinking that all the men will see her. Before you got there, people have been seeing her since. They did not put stamp on her head. It's now that your own eyes open. Sorry, the eyes of many people have been open since. Sometimes every man's eye will be open, but for God to protect the destiny of a lady, he might make no man see you until your time comes. You don't understand this, just because God can protect your destiny by shielding you from every single person waiting for you to build quality relationship with him. The day he opens you to look as if there's a problem, this one is coming, you're not like, come now. He will now test your ability to discern. Since we have been in this intimacy journey, let me see if you can now decide these things. Are we here together? Yes. So let me just wrap up. Pastor has finished already. Involve God. I'm here. I'll be teaching you over and over again. There's the peace test. We're going to talk about the peace test some other time. There's the purpose test. There's the love test. There's the understanding of philia, eros, and agape. There's the counsel test. There's following your heart test. All those tests are plenty. You will buy the books. You'll be seeing them inside the books. And from time to time, I also will be teaching here in church and we'll be learning. Have we learned anything today? Are you sure you have been blessed by what I just shared with you? Thank you very much. Can you put your hands together for Jesus?
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.com. ptccenter.org. God bless you.